Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Always really good to hear from you guys. And things are breaking all over the place. We have a really good show for you here today on the Doug and Dave Intel Report with myself and Doug Thornton, former DHS, former Marine combat veteran, as well as a contractor. So he brings a lot of experience to the table. And we're going to be looking at, the World Economic Forum. They got something for us. No data, but they do have plans for us. And we're going to be looking at another anomaly that's coming up with PSYOPs. Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is really, 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 really bad. And it explains a lot, I think, of what we're seeing. So we're going to be jumping into that here. But first, I need to let you know, are you prepared? Do you have 2 years worth of food? Do you have water filters for everybody in your home? If you don't, you're not prepared. And maybe you'll never get there, but your time is short because diesel has reached, what is it, $6.50 in California. Remember, most of the stuff from China comes into California. And the truckers are telling me when it hits $8, they're done. So we're kind of on the clock here, ladies and gentlemen. So you need your storable food. If you want it shipped, you better act now. Preparewithdave.com. They still have the same prices. They still have the same sale. And it's still the same deal. 25-year shelf life, and you know the rest. Go to preparewithdave.com, and you need water filtration. Hear me clearly. Yesterday, major power companies came out and said, we're enacting blackouts. We won't announce when they start. We won't announce how long they last. Well, you better have water filtration. You may have to scavenge. There's no guarantee. It could be days, weeks, I don't know, hours. Who knows what they're going to do. However, if you have water filtration, you can scavenge. And the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter is the best in the business. Waterwithdave.com shows you all the research. But realize here that we're on the last leg. I'm the only vendor left for this particular product because it comes out of China. And it's in short supply, so first come, first serve, and there's no limit on how many you order. We recommend one per person because of the volume that you may need. And, you know, Putin could override the whole thing and take our grid down for quite some time. So waterwithdave.com, preparewithdave.com. Also, too, if you have a nest egg, if you're one of the 60% of Americans that have a nest egg to protect, you need to call Noble Gold, okay? You cannot stay in the existing system. Keep operating capital in the bank, and that's it. Because if you keep more in there, you hear me clearly, if you keep more in there, you're going to lose it. So you keep operating amount, what you can afford to lose, and you go with their diversity program, and that's what I do. And it's not the kind of diversity we're teaching in CRT. It's spreading your assets out. And I've been a customer of theirs for many years now, as well as an advertiser. And I'm telling you, first-rate group, 877-646-5347 is the number to call, 877-646-5347. And you can also get material sent to you, goldbeforelate.com. That's goldbeforelate.com. However, and here's your however, they won't call you if you do that. You'll have to call them. They're trained not to pester you. Well, we have, as I said, Doug Thornton on, and this is going to get really ugly very quickly because the PSYOP community, the, let's say, recruitment of false flag shooters, mind control, so forth and so on, it has an ominous twist to it, and Doug is here to talk to us about that. Doug?
Dave, what's up, man? You know, we are going to continue to see the frontal assault upon the sovereignty of our country from agencies like WEF and the WHO. But while all that's happening, and, you know, Dave, this is all about situational awareness. While all that's happening, you need to be careful while you're out shopping at the market. When you go to the lumber store, you know, heck, even when you go outside to play with your kids, even on the playgrounds out there, be careful. There are weird, wild, crazy people out there. And Dave, they're starting to manifest a lot. We've had a string of shootings within the past 2 weeks. And some of them, you know, I guess you could say could be explained as hate crimes. As far as I know thus far, almost all of them are hate crimes. But here's the thing that gets shifty is, does anyone else have a hand in it? Could there be a CIA front to this? Could there be an MKUltra-like connection to any of these? Or could the psychological operations of the Department of Defense have a hand to play in it? And we have something in front of us. And I'll just go ahead and let you listeners know. If you go to the vigilantcitizen.com, you can pull up this article that me and Dave are about to go over. And I think it's pretty important for people to understand this because it's in your face. And it's called The Occult History of the U.S. Military's PsyOps and Its Highly Symbolic Recruitment Video. That video is called Ghost in the Machine. So after you get done listening to this, go to YouTube, type in Ghosts in the Machine, and you'll see the psychological operation video. And while you're watching it, and Dave and I have watched it multiple times, you cannot help but see the underlying message that's in here. You cannot help but see it. They're going to tell you what's coming, and they want to program people to accept it. They want to program people, Dave, I guess you could say, to lose their minds. What do you think about it?
It's interesting. I think it's they're giving us so many things to deal with. They hope we suffer from analysis paralysis and we'll be overwhelmed psychologically and we'll just give up and lay down and take our beating. That's what I think they're hoping for.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, that's the thing. While all this other stuff is happening, be careful. I strongly recommend people carry firearms, have a concealed carry license, and have the concealed carry license insurance. I think USCPA is one of them. And I don't get sponsored to say that. I'm just telling you, I know people who've been in shootings, and I know how pricey that can get. And if you have the proper insurance, it's like $20 a month, and they will cover you from the beginning of the scene to the end of the trial. No one else does that. And most people, Dave, cannot afford $5 million worth of court fees and then civil liability along with that. And that's what you see nowadays. So be wary when you're out and about. All right, so let's get into this. So we have the occult history of the U.S. military PSYOPs and its highly symbolic video. The video was produced by the 4th PSYOP, and it hints at the various ways mass media is used to wage psychological warfare on the public. If you don't understand this, back in the 1950s, when the OSS transfers themselves into the CIA, and then we have projects like MKUltra that came out, and there's some other ones into there, like Project Monarch, but what really happened in the 50s is they used the propaganda machine, not from dropping leaflets anymore onto the field of battle, and not necessarily from just having posters that says, hey, you know, operational security, don't talk to people you don't know. It really came down to, Dave, they used the television and the radio and the news. And from there, and I'm sure, you know, many of you who have grandparents who had the first TV sets. I have one of the first TV sets that's still at my grandfather's house. And I remember them telling me about how, you know, they turned this dang thing on and sit there for hours and watch it. And eventually they'd have to turn it off because they'd get mesmerized by it. That's what it does. And that's what it's meant to do. The radio was meant to do the same thing. The phones are meant to do the same thing. So they capture the minds of the audience. And who is the audience? That's us. So what they do is they implant these psychological, I guess you could say, images into your head through all the various means of advertisement. And, you know, if you watch a commercial about Dr. Peppers and hot dogs long enough, you'll want to go and get you a Dr. Pepper and a hot dog. That's the same things with psychological warfare. Dave, the really important thing about this is I think that the most influential target is preteens and teenagers and kids that are in college. What do you think?
Interesting analysis here. Yeah, there is a Maoist cultural revolution going on, a Hitler youth movement simultaneously. I had this discussion yesterday with an attorney running for judge in Savannah, Georgia, and against a candidate supported by George Soros. And so I agree with you. They're going after the kids. That's the long game. The short game is to take away our civil liberties and enslave us, take away our guns so we can't fight back, take away our freedom of speech so we can't warn each other.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, pretty much. We're going to read this article. I think it's important just to read it. And Dave, as we read it, if you have any commentary, let's just stop and discuss it.
Okay.
All right, so the goal of PSYOP is essentially to mess with people's minds. Appropriately enough, a recruitment video by the 4th PSYOP group accomplished just that. Posted on the official social page or social media page, accounts associated with the U.S. military, the video titled Ghost in the Machine gained some viral traction as viewers were impressed with the video's production quality and were baffled by its overarching message and symbolism. Even the 1st Special Forces Command tweeted out, "We believe in ghosts, do you?" and then acknowledged the Cywar Ghost in the Machine. Here's the thing. So for a lot of kids out there, through video games and all that other stuff, a lot of the guys that are in special operations get a lot of cool, you know, tags put on them, like, you know, calling them ghosts and stuff like that. But it is a recruitment video. But we have to understand the backlogs of PSYOPs. Where does it come from? Who created it? And what was the original intent and goal for it? And once you discover, ladies and gentlemen, who originally created this, you're going to start being worried about your kids who are involved in the PSYOPs in the military. All right, so what does it all mean? To better understand the video that we're talking about, we have to look at the fascinating yet secretive world of PSYOPs. Now, PSYOP stands for psychological operations. It can be defined as a planned psychological activities using methods of communications and other means directed to approved audiences in order to influence perceptions, attitudes, and behavior affecting the achievement of political and military objectives. I'm going to say that again for you. Political and military objectives. That means the DOD is not only working in a military theater, they're working in the political theater. What do you think, Dave?
No question. That's what's going on. Do you know we're moving... this is part of the process. We're moving to lower tariffs with China, led by Dick McConnell, who has Chinese interests with trade, courtesy of his wife, whose parents are tied to the CCP. And it's infiltrated into our Congress. And so they allow organizations like this to exist. And that's the point I'm going to make here. They know many people, Swalwell, Pelosi, these people know about this organization and how it's set up, but they're benefiting from it. They're benefiting from the treason that they get from it, and that's why nothing's ever going to happen. This will exist in perpetuity.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there are just parts of the government, Dave, I don't think you'll ever be able to shut down. I don't think you'll ever be able to shut it off. You know, and they have gatekeepers out there like the PSYOPs who really help to control the flow of media. We know that the CIA got brought in the 1970s and were interviewed by Congress about their findings on MKUltra, mm-hmm. and also how they were completely infiltrated into the media. And who's the guy from CNN that's involved in that? The CNN anchor. He was in the CIA.
Oh, Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there. Right there in your face, too. All right, so let's get back into this. When books describe PSYOPs, they often refer to World War I era strategies, such as dropping leaflets from a plane to demoralize the enemy. That era is long gone. PSYOPs moved away beyond these primitive methods to adopt highly sophisticated techniques utilizing the latest technologies and the immense power of mass media, which is social media, by the way. Mass media, social media, text groups, comment sections on Reddit and 4chan and YouTube, that's what they're talking about. But this is not all. There's always a, quote, magical, supernatural element to PSYOPs. And as we're viewing this, Dave, What is it that you see right in front of you?
With regard to what?
With the patches.
I'm sorry, the what?
The patches that are involved with the military unit. We have four patches that are in front of us.
I'm looking to see. I don't know if that translated into the... it didn't translate over. The image didn't come through.
Okay, so there's four patches. One is from the Special Projects Flight Test Squadron, and it's a wizard. Then the other one is NROC, which is the National Reconnaissance Operations Center, and it's a wizard. Then you have the 411th Flight Test Squadron assessing the future, and it's a wizard. And then we have Joint Space Operations Center, Unified Space Vault. It's also a wizard. I believe that they're telling you consistently what is really the driving force here. It's not just for military intelligence. And I'm going to prove that in just a second. These allusions to magic are not merely figurative. PSYOPs extensively researched occult and supernatural phenomenons such as ESP, extrasensory perception, and remote viewing. That's the men who stare at goats. This symbiotic relationship between PSYOPs and the occult is fully personified by an important yet controversial figure, Michael Aquino. Now, Michael Aquino was a lieutenant colonel in the Army. He was the head of the PSYOPs program, also wrote a book called The Mind Wars, which was supposed to have been classified, but did leak. Now, Michael Aquino joined the U.S. Army in 1968, where he became an officer specializing in psychological warfare, later the lieutenant colonel in military intelligence. As Aquino climbed the ranks of the U.S. military, he also climbed the ranks of another organization, the Church of Satan. This is a quote from Washington Post and a title called A Devil of a Time. Quote, Michael Aquino began corresponding with Anton LaVey while a psychological operative for the U.S. Army stationed in the jungles of Vietnam. Aquino returned to the States and was soon made a high-ranking priest and editor of the Church's Cloven Hoof newsletter. He was made a high-ranking priest of the Church of Satan. His distinctive appearance, he sported a very prominent widow's peak and very darkly accented eyebrows, and he actually had them to where they curved up in this weird point. And it was also further enhanced by a small 666 tattooed on his scalp. Now, as years passed, the relationship between Aquino and LaVey deteriorated. The main reason? LaVey believed that Satan was a symbolic force, while Aquino believed in the literal existence of Satan. In 1975, Aquino founded the Temple of Set, an occult order that revolved around an Egyptian deity in whom the Hebraic Satan was supposedly based on. Aquino's occult activities did not interfere with his military career. In fact, he described politics and propaganda as forms of lesser magic. Now, Dave, I'm going to stop right there. Do you think one of the highest-ranking priests in the Church of Satan, who is also one of the highest-ranking guys that was in the field for the military intelligence for psychological operations, never mixed military, politics, and Satanism?
I'll answer your question this way. Former First Lady, former Senator, former Secretary of State, fourth degree Coven Witch. I just answered your question. It's a movement.
It is. It's a movement. And how deep do you think it goes in the government?
Well, I know that they've embraced it at the Air Force Academy. To the extent I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. Well, you know, even on the... on some naval ships now, they have to be allowed to host a certain, quote, religious rites and not interfere. Who knows what's being cast upon the ships that some of our sailors may be sleeping on and sailing on? That's a scary thought, man. Because you never know. You just have the one idiot who opens up the portal to hell on your ship and you can't exactly escape it. You know, Dave, for a long time, you have people like Alex Jones and a bunch of others who have been castigated by the press and by the mainstream media and politicians because they talk about Satanism having such a heavy hand within the New World Order, within the Bohemian Grove, the Bilderberger Group, within the military-industrial complex, even up to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Do you think that this is proving what he was saying, what guys like you have been saying for a while?
Specifically to what? Narrow down just a little bit.
To the use of Satanism in the military.
And incorporating it in command prerogatives.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see evidence for it, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's striking. I think it's striking mainly because we don't know how deep the infiltration is. You'll never really know how deep that infiltration is, but you have to understand at some point what we see happening in this country with the certain movements, the abortion movements, Antifa, the BLM, all the other movements that may get us in trouble if we talk about, that is guided by stuff like this, Dave. They have their hand in all of it. I firmly believe it's to bring the element of a potential civil war to the country. I firmly believe it, because otherwise it doesn't make sense to be doing this to your own people.
I agree. I think it's a solidification. I'll put it this way. I think what we're seeing with this Satanism is an attempted solidification of top levels of the military so they can bind allegiance for what's coming. But I also know from talking to a high-level source of mine that there's great resistance to this as well.
Yeah, and there needs to be. There has to be. There has to be a delineage of, dark and light. Mm-hmm. And if there's not guys still, in the government who are willing to stand up for that fight, then we'll completely lose this within the year. The problem becomes is when one side, the dark side, becomes so overpowering, you'll eventually be caught up in it. Even if you want to stay a good guy in a corrupt system, how long can you still be viewed as the good guy? That's the problem with what guys that were in the SS, guys that were in Nazi Germany. They went along to get along because they had pensions and they had all their military retirements that they didn't want to lose. And then 2 years later, now you're a part of mass exterminating people. And you just went along to get out and get your retirement. It's a slippery slope. All right, so let's get back into this. Aquino divided black magic into two forms, lesser black magic and greater black magic. He stated that lesser black magic entails impelling things that exist in the objective universe into doing a desired act by using obscure physical or behavioral laws. And into this category, he placed stage magic, psychodramas, politics, and propaganda. So he's saying that he used things like propaganda and politics as a form of a lesser black magic. Now, when, Dave, did we ever start to describe politics and propaganda as forms of magic? Have you ever heard of that?
No.
That's one of the things that really opens my eyes, because if the guys that are in the psychological command are calling it lesser black magic, doesn't it kind of feel like we're the fools? Because these guys are casting the spells, they're using incantations, they're using these sorcerous spells for propaganda use, for political use, for psychodramas, which I'm guessing he means like theater, like Hollywood. It really makes you realize when you sit there in front of the TV just what it is that's coming into your eyes. In 1980, as a PSYOP research and analysis team leader, Aquino co-authored the book Mind War, an internal U.S. Army paper about the future of psychological operations. While this document was only intended for the eyes of government policymakers, it accidentally became public, and it caused quite a stir. Here is a quote from the Mind War book. Is the government involved in an invasion of the mind beyond the blundering, haphazard legacy of the infamous MKUltra experiments? Even more unsettling, do such efforts extend beyond conventional scientific research to dark and arcane arts whose very existence is the stuff of legend? You know what this reminds me of? And people don't really make the correlation of this, Dave, but where we got the stuff from MKUltra, from all the mind control stuff that we were worried about with Russia, Russia and the United States gained the same type of technology and I guess you could say psychological warfare doctrine from the SS. The SS, Heinrich Himmler, had his guys specifically working on stuff like this, and they were using it at the Verwebem Castle, the Nazi Temple of Doom. And they were getting into the occult. They were doing the seances. Even your dad knows some of this stuff. You know, talking to things in different dimensions and areas that we really can't describe. And to us, we laugh at it. But in the 30s, in the 40s, in the 50s, it was so prominent, Dave, that they used it as a mean of not just psychological warfare, but as a mean of actual terrestrial warfare. They were able to use and harness dark and arcane arts and actually employ it amongst their troops within the SS, amongst their propaganda machine. That's why Joseph Goebbels, I believe, was so successful at turning an entire nation against itself and brainwashing it. This is why history is so important. If we don't learn where this stuff comes from, we will repeat it, Dave. We're repeating it now.
Well, one thing is really apparent, too, is this cult is spreading. And it's spreading among the young. Satanism's on the rise with the young people, courtesy of our school system.
Yeah, these are probably the most common people that you're seeing right now coming out to all the pro-abortion rallies. And I don't know why they're even called rallies. But all the pro-abortion rallies, they're typically the tip of the spear comes from the Church of Satan. And what's horrifying about that is that they say that they want pro-abortion so that they can continue their rites and their rituals. And it's also for women's health. And then you have very foolish children in their early teens and 20s who believe that, who honestly believe that pro-abortion, that the Church of Satan, that they're really out there for themselves. But yet, somewhere in my mind, Dave, I have to ask, how deep does the military have their hand in the propaganda that's on the streets right now? I think this document that we're reading is very, very well wrote. And it really expresses just how deep psychological warfare is in this country, and it's happening right now. Now, getting back in the article, the least one can say is that Mind War was a visionary book or document. It accurately predicted the fourth generation of warfare, which focuses on bypassing armies in order to attack the population, culture, and institutions. And the best way to accomplish this was, of course, through mass media. Here's a quote from Michael Aquino in Mind War. In its strategic context, Mind War must reach out to friends, enemies, and neutrals alike across the globe, neither through primitive battlefield leaflets and loudspeakers of PSYOP, nor through the weak, imprecise, and narrow effort of psychotronics.
Psychotronics. Let's explain psychotronics for a minute.
Okay.
It's frequency-based, chemical-based mind control.
Yes. Same stuff they used in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. With psychotronics, what they were doing in Vietnam is they had, what was it? Weren't they like recording mental patient asylums and all the horrific sounds that comes from it? And then they were replaying it throughout the jungles. And it was stirring up the population of the Viet Cong to the point that they believed that there were ghosts in the jungles because they already had. And PSYOPs, you know, did their research. They went to the lore of the area And in the lore of that area of Vietnam, they believed that there were ghosts in the jungle and that they were spirits, and that if you offended the spirits, and they would hurt people. So to play upon people's emotions, and you know, things are already amped up, it's already wartime, they decided to play these horrific sounds, and you can find them on YouTube, these horrific sounds of these people moaning and screaming and crying and yelling, and it freaked the population out, Dave.
You know where they're going to get the
it
next...
It almost demoralized them by playing...
You know where they're going to get the next round of those kinds of sounds? The people locked up in Shanghai.
Oh, my God.
Have you heard that?
Oh, my God. That's horrible. Yeah, it's horrible. Sometimes as I listen to that, I want to think to myself, this is a recording put over a video.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find 20 or 30 videos separately like that, and that's all night long. You know that, but that's your future, Dave. Your future of the world is China. Your future of your world is living in mega cities in these gigantic apartments, having nothing, owning nothing, and loving it. Isn't that right? Just like what WEF tells us?
Yeah, exactly right.
All right, so... The media, of course, the electronic media, the television and radio, state-of-the-art developments in satellite communication, video recording techniques, and laser and optical transmission of broadcasts make possible a penetration of the minds of the world such as have been inconceivable just a few years ago. One of the things that really strikes me out when I read stuff like this is it reminds me of in Revelation when the entire world will be able to view the image of the beast. I just have to sit here and go, guys like this are going to be involved in it if they know it or not. The ultimate goal of mind war is to make people willingly do what they're supposed to do while not realizing they've been pushed towards that decision at every step of the way. Also within the book, here's a quote. For the mind to believe in its own decisions, it must feel that it made those decisions without coercion. Coercive measures used by the operative, consequently, must not be detectable by ordinary means. There is no need to resort to mind-weakening drugs such as those explored by the CIA. In fact, the exposure of a single such method would do unacceptable damage to Mind War's reputation of truth. So we already have this struggling competition between the CIA and psycho operations within the military, Dave. One was using a very crude means of tactics by kidnapping and torture, and then by using all different types of hallucinogenic drugs. And then the other one was using, I want to say, more arcane dark powers and things we really cannot relate to yet. You know, there's a story that Dave tells all the time, and it's of the experience with his father. And his father is asking Nazi scientists, where did you get this type of information from to build these weapons? Dave, will you go into that for us?
Yeah, he was looking at theoretical physics on the drawing board. He said, you're probably 300 years ahead of us. Where did you get this? And they said, from aliens. And my dad said, did you ever meet them? And they said, well, no, but our commanders did. My dad kind of defaulted to Genesis 6, where he said he thought, you know, he knew about the Nazis' proclivities for the occult, and he thought that that's where they got it from, was through occultic activities, and he thought it was from Satan and perhaps entities pretending to be aliens.
Yeah. You know, I think this is what happens whenever you have people in a very high-ranking position that delve into powers that should not be messed with. You're going to get stuff like what's happening now. You're going to get stuff like Nazi Germany again. And, Dave, I think we're going to get it again. I really do. I think, you know, we have probably more Michael Aquinos in our military now than we did when Michael Aquino was probably one of the only guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's that is the overall goal of what we're trying to explain to people, and we're going to get into a little bit more of this towards the end of this short document. Michael Aquino goes away beyond the mass media stuff, and he states that psyops must make full use of phenomenons such as electromagnetic fields and extremely low frequency waves to make people more suggestible to mind war. Now, with the ELFs, the extremely low frequency waves, Dave, do you remember all the stuff that was happening at our consulate that's over there in Cuba, all the guys and gals?
Yeah, they were hit with psychotronic weapons. Yeah, through the walls, frequency-based agitations. You know, I tell people, if you don't understand what I'm saying when I talk about psychotronic, think about a nice song that just calms you and relaxes you. And then think about how they do use this in the movies. When you move into a more heightened paranoid state, danger, 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 the music turns ominous, dark. And it affects your mind. And this is how Hollywood manipulates your emotions when you're watching a movie. Well, psychotronics works on something similar, but it's frequency-based. So they can use certain frequencies to induce depression, paranoia, whatever it would be, passivity. And this has been known for a long time. A guy named Jose Delgado in 1961 fought a bull in Barcelona, Spain, and he used nothing but a remote control device to take the anger and aggression out of the bull. And then he was brought to Yale, and then after 4 years, they put him to work with the CIA at Stanford Research Institute. And so this has been around for 60 years. This is not new.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not new. And we're gonna hear what Michael Aquino has to say about the ELFs, because they use it for weapon bases, right? It's completely weaponized. Now, he says that there are some purely natural conditions under which minds may become more or less receptive to ideas, and mind war should take full advantage of such phenomena as atmospheric activity, air ionization, and extremely low frequency waves. Mm-hmm. ELF waves up to 100 hertz are naturally occurring, but they can be produced artificially, such as for the Navy's Project Sanguine for submarine communication. ELF waves are not normally noticed by the unaided senses, yet their resonant effect upon the human body has been connected to both physiological disorders and emotional distortion. Infrasound vibration up to 20 hertz can subliminally influence brain activity to align itself to delta, theta, alpha, or beta wave patterns, inclining an audience toward everything from alertness to passivity. Infrasound could be used tactically, as ELF waves endure for great distances, and it could be used in conjunction with media broadcast as well. Now, just imagine, they put out just enough of a low frequency while you're watching Tucker Carlson, and you start to lose your mind. You know, this is the capability that they have by just tuning the frequencies. Dave, there's an experience that I've had multiple times of dealing with Antifa or dealing with Black Lives Matter. And a lot of us have seen it before. And if you're law enforcement and you've worked in these riots before, maybe you've seen the same thing. The crowd will be reasonably peaceful, not throwing trash at you and not doing a bunch of other stuff. And then, especially in Portland, when we had, you know, crowds of thousands at 10 o'clock at night, and I mean, it would be peaceful. They'd be standing out in front of our facilities. You know, there'd be some catcalling and name calling, but it wouldn't be the aggressive violence. And then all of a sudden, Dave, at 10 o'clock, like a spell woke these guys up, the violence from one side of the crowd to the other. And it was a conglomerative violence. Everyone agreed to become violent. And it was so strange to be a part of, because you felt it within yourself, like, oh, so here it comes. You know, you would get that spidey sense. We call it our cop sense, where, you know, like, oh, they're about to start. They're about to start. And then this hyper aggression would just come out of nowhere. And I've thought for the longest time, Dave, that they use things like ELF waves to buzz people up, to spin them up, to get that aggressiveness out there, and to make it to where it's the entire crowd involved in it. What do you think?
I think you're probably right. They have to exaggerate what most people won't do on their own. There used to be a show on TV that kind of showed this, predictive programming. And the first year of this show called 13 was okay. And the second year was a disaster. But they had one thing in the second year that was interesting. This man, 13, he was at the secret agent trying to look for his identity, is what the story was about. But he was in China, and the Chinese were rebelling in this area. And he was afraid of getting caught up in it, and all of a sudden the Chinese people just collapsed because they got hit with an ELF.
Huh.
I've seen this in Hollywood. It's interesting. It does exist. I've told you about my friend that was in FEMA. And we did a lot of social things together, very good friends. And one day, it was 10 years ago now, just about 10 years ago, he showed up at my office where I coach basketball. He and his wife, and said, "We're bugging out." I go, "What do you mean you're bugging out?" And he said, "We're getting out of here." Now, the year was 2012. This is 4 years before Trump. And he said, "I know for a fact, Dave, the powers that be, they're not going to stand for nationalism, populism, and they're going to really bring out everything negative." And he said, because of my work in his specialty was in, and I didn't know this until he told me that night, his specialty was, trying to think how he put it, basically biological and chemical weapons. That was his specialty. And he was an expert in it. And he said, "They'll kill me for what I know." And he said, "They'll kill some of my colleagues." And he said, for years now, we've been building a facility that's shielded and so forth. And he said, "That's where we're going." And he did. He made good on his promise, and he left. Really interesting, because he told me in 2012, the populism level is such that these people are going to invoke psychotronic, biological, and chemical weapons on the population. He thought it would happen in the next couple of years. Benghazi really upset him, and this is, he came to me in October of 2012, and he told me, "Don't tell anyone until I'm gone." And that was between Christmas and New Year's of the same year. And Benghazi happened a little before that. And he told me, he said, the attention and so forth, he goes, it's driving these people crazy, that they're afraid of America rising up and stopping the New World Order. So I hope that makes some sense in what I'm saying here. But this plot has been with us for a while, and the use of mind control techniques is part of it.
That's right. And Michael Aquino, and I'm going to try and say this as in layman terms, Michael Aquino even helped develop, I guess you could say, what they were calling a software and electronics communication by using the bioelectromagnetics. And what that is more or less from the spectrum, emission or wave propagation, the electronic signal, to make the communication to identify any object emitting a frequency. The human body emits very low electronic signals as temperature and heat from the brain wave, and that's your delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma. Now, the bioelectromagnetic field, which is unique for every human body, they've identified this, all right? They've identified that you have your own unique bioelectromagnetic field.
It's like a fingerprint. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And this is a electronic signal frequency ID of each object. This is from the 60s. They had this. Radar electronic signal detects the human object, the human body, for modulation of human brainwave. They've had this since the 60s, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's only grown stronger. It's only developed more.
Well, it's an outgrowth of MK Ultra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's you know, it's bad press when you get sued by 1,200 people and even the Senate comes out and says, "Hey, CIA, don't you ever do that again." So you have to go another route. And how can you prove frequencies, Dave? How many times have we seen people who say, Obama was talking to me, so I decided to attack him at the White House? There was like two or three different people in one year that were killed because they said Obama was communicating with them through their brain.
Yeah, you're talking about voice-to-skull technology, and I've interviewed Nick Begich about this, and he wrote a book called Angels Don't Play This Harp, H-A-A-R-P, and he actually demonstrated this before the European Union, and they were so shocked by the fact that he could beam voices into their heads and control the message that they passed a law saying you can never do this. But then he asked him, how would you ever know? He said, how would you know this is an artificial source and it's not your own thinking? So
that, yeah. See, that's one of my conspiracy theories with the 5G towers, Dave. I've known about ELFs and I've known about this type of stuff for a while. But what can that 5G tower really push out to people? You know, there's already the speculations of what possibly could happen with the vaccinations. But what about the true mass psychosis? I mean, the 5G towers are going to blanket the entire country. If they turn them all on high power, who knows what could happen, Dave?
I can tell you. You could kill everybody. You know, there's the heart attack machine. This is no secret if people have followed this kind of thinking. And the heart attack machine stops someone's heart by the emission of a heart attack gun using electrical frequencies from a distance.
That was the CIA. Yep.
Yeah, and they can stop any vital organ from functioning and induce death. And what Nick Begich demonstrated through the patents he obtained in that book I mentioned, he showed that the HARP could beam electronics up to the ionosphere, and it could come back as a narrow beam directed towards Doug Thornton or all of Texas or all of America. The only limitation was one signal could only cover the Earth's curvature so far. And I can't remember what the distance was on that, but it would cover most of the United States. One beam could do that. So you could narrow it to one person. You can also tune it to the frequency of their DNA that you just mentioned. So you could target a person without even knowing where they're at, but blanking in an area just with that DNA sequencing, and then you could begin to mess with them. And this is part of what we think was behind the shots, the vaccinations that took place because they were DNA altering. And the thinking is that the DNA altering made the person more susceptible to psychotronic attacks and manipulation.
Dave, let me ask you a question. Let's get off this article for a second. What type of weapons do you think can be used in the next world war? Is it going to be nukes, or is it going to be stuff like this?
I can't rule out nukes because, you know, Putin's dead man walking has nothing to lose, and that's scary. But if you eliminate that variable, it's going to be drones, super soldiers that are artificial AI creations. People will not be on the battlefield very much except in supervisory, controlling the robotic armies. That's my belief. And I think you'll see warfare in space with satellites. Some of it will be directed downward, like the rods from God that Obama experimented with back in 2015 with China, or it'll be frequency based.
So with stuff like this, let's just ask the question then: if we have a problem with a world leader and we don't want to invade their country, could we hone in a satellite with this type of technology and hit Vladimir Putin with it?
Yeah, but they can do the same thing in return. So what you can do to someone else, they can also do to you if your nation is sophisticated enough. So that's kind of a prohibitor. I don't know where that line gets crossed, where there's no longer any prohibitions against doing it. But I think leaders would shy away from doing that because it could be done to them. But the minute it happens to one of them, I think it'll happen to all of them.
Boy, that's a scary thought, isn't it? Could you imagine just sitting there for an inauguration or for, you know, the president's speech, the state of address, and then all of a sudden every single person in there loses their mind and starts attacking one another?
It's already been experimented with.
In what way?
What you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
You can induce violent reactions in crowds of people. And I suspect some of what you saw in Portland when you were there with DHS, where people you'd say would go from 0 to 60 with their emotions, I think it was psychotronically manipulated.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of stuff like that. There are, I don't want to get into this too deep, but there are people who were at those protests that were part of the DOD that were there to blend in and watch, and we know it. I have friends who have friends that are doing it. And it just, it bothers me because at what point in time do we say it's not okay to involve psychological operations against people within the United States,
mm-hmm.
against our own citizens? Because, Dave, what stops them from saying, from convincing a town, hey, today's the good day to go to the FEMA camp? If you won't comply, if you won't take the shot, if you won't follow government directions, well, then you will just convince you otherwise, and you'll walk yourself into it.
Well, DHS was involved in this with the clergy response team, but they had a very low-tech approach initially. I interviewed a gentleman about 12 years ago, and he was one of the first pastors recruited under NOVAD and the clergy response team. And his goal would have been to convince people who were resisting to give up and willingly go to FEMA camps. And he would, and I published big articles on this on my website. People want to look this up at thecommonsenseshow.com. And he could not mention God or the Bible. He would just say, there's a plan for you in life, and sometimes you have to accept what happens, and blah, blah, blah. He was basically cast in the role of not a pastor, but a crisis counselor. And he said this was how they were trained, and he said he was so abhorred by the fact that they wouldn't even let him quote the Bible. They said the Bible's been an instrument of oppression, and this was Obama DHS philosophy. And he just said, I'm walking away. And they had all signed non-disclosure agreements, and he broke his by talking to me. He also talked to Alex Jones, too. The bottom line is there is always been the attempt, whether you do it through coercion, through trusted people like pastors, or you use psychotronic warfare, group manipulation is the goal of these people. Because, see, what they have planned for humanity, which is to exterminate 90% of us, and that's their words in their writings, not my judgment, that's what their words, that once the world wakes up to the fact that, hey, they're really out to get us, they're going to kill most of us, the world would rise up. So they got to get our guns, take away our free speech so we can't warn each other, and basically take away our ability to resist what's coming. And psychotronic warfare is a really good way to induce passivity, which will make large groups vulnerable. Or if you want to pit one group against the other and just have mass casualties from that artificially created conflict, you can do that. And people, you're saying, oh, Dave, that's a bunch of crap. Okay, listen to me. Jose Delgado, thecommonsenseshow.com, go to the search engine, put it in, and I have a slew of articles on mind control, and they are flawlessly documented. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I knew no one would believe this until I brought in exquisite documentation, which I have. So that's a long answer to your question, but that's, I think this is where this is all headed. And it's all undermined by Satan. There's satanic overtones, and this is where the Aquino and the Hillary Clinton Fourth Degree Coven Witch connections come in.
Absolutely. You know, at some point in time, I'm going to start making tinfoil hats and selling them.
Yeah, I hear you. And on that matter, we got to hold it right here because we're almost out of time. And I wanted to give you a minute to talk about your show and how people can follow you individually at American Vindicta.
All right. So American Vindicta Show, we have a YouTube, a Rumble account. There's also now a Patreon where I'm going to be putting a lot of stuff on there that you typically don't get to see on the other accounts. We're on GS Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, KYH Radio from 4 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time.
Okay, that sounds really good. Hey, well, look, appreciate you coming on with me here and on the Doug and Dave Intel Report and to everybody else. pray to the Lord. He can protect you. He can shield you. He will not depart from you. And that's about your only defense from what we're talking about. Thanks so much, Doug.
Take care.